The work at the old pump station near Quartz Lake includes removing soil, equipment, and materiel that were used to help transport fuel from Haines to Eielson Air Force Base, Fort Wainwright, and Fort Greely while the pipeline was operating from 1954 to 1973. Army Corps of Engineers Project Manager Beth Astley says most of the 4,000 cubic yards of soil that'll be excavated from the timber pump station was contaminated with the byproducts of burning waste oil in an old disposal pit.
That is the worst of the contamination at that location.
The State Department of Environmental Conservation says the greatest concentration of contaminants was found a few feet below the burn pit. DEC says tainted soil was also found elsewhere around the 5-acre site, both on the surface and underground, down to 22 feet where contaminated groundwater was found. Astley says the Corps of Engineers doesn't know how much fuel leaked around the pump station over those two decades because no single major release was ever reported.
Because there's no catastrophic leak, we can't really come up with a quantity. You know, several, you know, different locations around the pump station appear to have small amounts of fuel entering the soil.
Astley says the project contractor, Anchorage-based Bristol Environmental Remediation Services, also will remove three above-ground fuel storage tanks, the largest of which held up to 59,000 gallons. Also, two underground storage tanks and more than 3,000 feet of above and below-ground pipes used to move fuel around the facility and up the line to Eielson and Wainwright.
So all of those pipelines are being drained and either removed or where they can't be removed, they're being capped and sealed.
Astley says the cleanup contractor began work on the $3.2 million project at the timber pump station on June 29th, right after it had finished work at another old Haines to Fairbanks pipeline pump station at Scotty Creek near the Alaska-Canada border. And in September, the contractor will begin cleaning up a third site included in the project, an old tank farm near Birch Lake.
The actual work won't start until after Labor Day. Due to the fact that the area is very close to the Birch Lake State Recreation Site, and we don't want to interfere with Labor Day use of the recreation site.
The cleanup site is located on the south side of the lake, near a military recreation area. Two big fuel tanks that held up to 277,000 gallons each have been removed from the site, along with associated piping and fueling equipment. But Astley says more testing will have to be done at the site to determine how much soil was contaminated and will have to be removed.
Until we actually get in there and start digging the soil out and determine the full nature and extent of what's at Birch Lake, it's hard to tell if we'll be able to completely remove all the contaminated soil this fall.
Astley says the Corps of Engineers is also trying to wrap up remediation at three other Haines to Fairbanks pipeline sites at Toke, Sears Creek near Dot Lake, and the big fuel terminal at Haines. She says once that's done, the Corps, which has cleaned up 40 sites so far under the program, will be down to its last 10. Several others are being cleaned up through a separate Army program. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.